Page 42. Exercise 4. New TV shows. Part B. Listen again. Were the show ideas accepted? Write yes or no and Rick's reasons for the decisions in the chart.
Good morning.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, guys.
Good morning, everyone. Okay, I hope you've had time to think of some fantastic ideas for new shows. The network is counting on us to come up with some winners. So, let's start with your basic ideas and brainstorm from there. Pete, why don't you go first?
Okay. Well, I was thinking about a new sitcom called Cafe People. Sitcoms about quirky groups of friends seem to work, so I'm thinking maybe a show about a group of college graduates. They all have aspirations to pursue big careers, but in the meantime, they have jobs that they aren't crazy about.
Like what?
Well, for example, one could be a guy who's stuck working in a pet shop. His real dream is to be a music producer, but things never seem to go his way. There should be two or three other main characters like him, each with a different aspiration and working in a different place.
Okay, I see. But Pete, how will these people interact if they're working in different places?
Oh, that's where the cafe comes in. It's where they meet to discuss their offbeat experiences at their different jobs.
A cafe, huh? Well, this basic sitcom pattern has been very successful before, but it's not quite what the network is looking for right now. Most of our current viewers seem to be interested in something less predictable. I appreciate your ideas, Pete, but I'm afraid we'll have to go for something less formulaic. Let's hear another idea.
I'll go next. My idea is for a new type of cooking show called Serve Yourself. It'd be aimed at people in their late teens and early 20s, like college students, who have to cook for themselves but don't have the time, the money, or the desire to do so. The recipes would be simple and inexpensive, but they'd also be healthy and taste great.
Uh-huh. But I feel like it needs something, Alice. Any ideas, guys?
Maybe the cooking could take place on a set that looks like a dormitory room. You know, in a little kitchenette or something.
Excellent idea, Pete.
Oh, and I just had a thought. We make the show available online. You know, podcasts people could download so they can follow along in their kitchens.
Now you're cooking, Alice. Okay, this one is a go. The online aspect is just what our viewers want, and the how-to approach should be a big hit. Okay, Ellen, you're on.
Okay, here's my idea. A reality TV show that focuses on language learning.
Language learning? It sounds a little academic for a TV show.
No, wait, listen. I'm calling it New Borders. Here's the basic idea. Several people are given a month to learn a foreign language. Then we fly them to a country where the language is spoken and capture their adventures.
So if they studied French, you'd drop them off in France?
Yeah, or maybe even somewhere more exotic, like Madagascar.
Now that sounds intriguing. But it might be better if we could include some kind of competition. How could we work that in?
Maybe contestants could be judged on how successfully they accomplish certain things. You know, whether they're able to order a meal, get to a certain destination in the country, that kind of thing.
That sounds more like what the network is looking for. And most of our viewers are interested in traveling and learning about other cultures, so that should be a win. Wow! Great job, team! Two potential concepts in one morning! That's an accomplishment. How about we break for lunch and brainstorm some more ideas this afternoon?